And welcome back to the show. I'm Danny Lipford along with Joe Troini, and this is the Today's Homeowner Radio Show. We try to deal with every facet and every aspect of your home, and one that's very important to all of us is the outside, the lawn, the garden, the trees, all of that. And we're so happy to have with us now Julie Day Jones. It joins us about once a month to talk about some of the things you need to think about doing around your home. That's our Around the Yard segment brought to you by Pavestone and Quikrete. Julie, welcome to the show.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
Hi, Julie.
Hi.
Okay, so what should we be doing? You've always been so proactive in the things that you look at, and you're quite the planner to be able to plan ahead on some of the things. And, of course, we're always dealing with the diversity of the country, with the South really getting into above 90s, and up north they're still in the low 70s, and you're kind of right in the middle. So what are some of the things that we should be thinking about overall?
Well, this time of year, you start preparing for heat. If it's not hot already where you live, you start thinking ahead. A great way to prepare for the heat, and also the overgrowth that happens in the summer, weeds, poison ivy at my house. Preparing for that, weeding your beds and putting down mulch is a great way to keep them looking nice, but also cooler when the ground starts heating up and it holds in some moisture when we go a few days without rain, just kind of balances everything out. So I would say mulching to start with, trimming up things as they get overgrown, kind of controlling your hedges. This is the time of year where your hedge might all of a sudden start to look like the Muppets are lined up at the edge of your yard.
Muppet hedges. I have a few of those.
Yeah.
I paid extra for the Muppet hedges.
You can start trimming those up a little bit on that fresh green growth, and that will help them get in a nicer shape that you want.
Hey, Julie.
Yeah.
You had mentioned mulching, the importance of mulching. Do you buy bulk mulch? Do you buy bags of mulch? And do you use standard, like, shredded wood or bark mulch as opposed to some of the newer? And what do you recommend?
Well, I like natural products. Where I live, there are lots of pine trees.
Oh, okay.
So a lot of people mulch with pine straw because it is renewable and very inexpensive. I find pine straw to be a little bit slippery, so I tend to use the ground-up hardwood. There's a great place near my house, and you might have one too. It's called the Stump Dump.
The Stump Dump. Okay.
And it's a place where builders and landscapers take trees that they've pulled out from clearing lots and dead trees and right. All the waste from the side of the road that they pick up, and they grind it up into mulch that you can buy in bulk and they deliver. So that is usually what I do because I need a lot of it, and that'll right. be a lot of plastic bags
to
haul around. And it's also a way you're helping to recycle within your community, that they've picked up all this waste and now you're reusing it.
You know, speaking of recycling, you know, years and years ago, I used some of the recycled tires that were created to made into mulch. And I wasn't very impressed. I actually had some wires hanging out of it and that kind
of
thing.
Oh, my goodness.
But now, recently we put out 30 bags of a recycled material and recycled tires, and they had this thing shaped just like small pieces of bark. They had it available in a dark color as well as a red color. We used the dark color, and I tell you, I'm sold on it. Now, it's a little more expensive because right now you can buy, five bags of mulch, regular mulch, for $10. But this was actually $8 per bag. Now, it had a 12-year guarantee on the color. Of course, lifetime guarantee on it deteriorating because it's a rubber tire. It's not going to deteriorate. So, really, it's it was pretty impressive. It made me think of like a patio home, a small area that you can put it out. And it also, you know, is appealing to a lot of people because it doesn't attract any wood-destroying insects, no insects at all, no termites, none of that. So there's a lot of advantages of it. But, boy, if they can figure out how to drive that cost down a little bit, I think it'll take over the whole mulch market.
And I think that could be especially great for walkways, places with foot traffic.
Yes.
Underneath a swing set, places where regular mulch might get broken down more quickly, and you want something that looks very tailored and neat. you know, like a nice crisp border.
Right.
Seems like that could
right.
be a good use for a product it, like that, even with
certainly
the
no shortage of tires.
Right, exactly.
Right.
That's what I thought, a great way if you can, you know, like I say, get the manufacturing costs down. And also it tends not to float away. A lot of people talk about how, you know, how people maybe have a sidewalk and that water pours in there and that starts floating away onto their sidewalk and they start losing some of their mulch. And this tends to stay in place more. So that's pretty
good. Sure, a little heavier.
That's pretty good. Anything else quickly that we need to think about right now to really be proactive homeowners?
Well, I think this is the perfect time of year if you don't compost to start, because you have lots of clippings, you have grass clippings, you also have all the summer vegetables coming in, all those peelings, all those stalks and greenery coming off of your veggies. It's a perfect time to start a compost pile in your backyard. You've got lots to add to it, and you'll be amazed how quickly you get results.
That's a great thought, and I'll tell you what, you should go to todayshomeowner.com and put in composting, and you'll see several different ideas that we've shared with you over the years that makes it a lot easier than you might think. Julie Day Jones, our garden enthusiast, and always happy to have you on to kind of point us in the right direction for the area right outside our back door. You take care, and we'll see you soon.
All right. Bye-bye.
That's our Around the Yard segment brought to you by Pavestone and Quikrete. You think about the different ways of mulching, and you think about and composting really is a great idea. A lot of people, you know, I think have misunderstandings about that it can be, you know, a smelly mess, or it can attract insects or things like that. But boy, you'd be surprised how quickly those things can decompose.
Yeah, you just have to follow the directions, you know, go online and get some tips. You know, you want to keep it wet. You want to make sure you're not putting in any animal products as far as like bones or meat or anything like that, because it's going to attract all kinds of critters. But yeah, it breaks down really quick, and they have all kinds. I mean, it could just be literally a pile out back of your house, or you could fence it in. And of course, they do make these bins that you can turn. It has a big crank on it, so you can turn it, mix it really easily. So yeah, if you're into composting, you could certainly do it.
That's right. We also want to remind all of the children out there to say Happy Father's Day and take good care of your father on this weekend and every weekend. But Happy Father's Day to all the fathers out there. We've got a lot more information coming at you right here on Today's Homeowner Radio. We'll be right back.